Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a few notes about the Conservation Reserve Program payment limitation. Payments and benefits received under the Conservation Reserve Program, CRP, are subject to payment limitation by direct attribution, average adjusted gross income limitation, and a foreign person rule. 2014 Farm Bill continued the $50,000 maximum CRP payment amount that can be received annually, either directly or indirectly, by each person or legal entity. This payment limitation includes all annual rental payments and incentive payments. Annual rental payments are attributed in the fiscal year in which the program performance occurs. Sign-up incentive payments are attributed based on the fiscal year in which the contract is approved, not when the contract is effective. Practice incentive payments are earned based on the fiscal year when the cost share documentation is completed and the producer or technical service provider certifies performance or practice completion to the county office. Essential out payments will be attributed to a person's Social Security number. Given the current CRP annual rental rates in many areas, it's important that producers are aware of how CRP offered acreages impact their $50,000 annual payment limitation. Producers should contact their local FSA office for additional information on CRP payment limits. Now, ARC and PLC acreage maintenance. Producers enrolled in the Agriculture Risk Coverage, ARC, or Price Loss Coverage, PLC, programs are reminded they must protect all cropland and non-cropland areas from wind and water erosion and noxious weeds. Producers who sign ARC County or individual contracts and PLC contracts agree to effectively control noxious weeds on their farm according to sound agricultural practices. If a producer fails to take necessary actions to control the maintenance problems on a farm enrolled in either ARC or PLC, FSA County Committee may elect to terminate the contract for that program year. Next, managed haying and grazing of CRP acres. Several different CRP practices are eligible for managed haying and grazing and include practices CP1, 2, 4B, 4D, 10, and 38E. These acreages become eligible 12 months after the cover is fully established. No harvesting is allowed within 120 feet of streams or other permanent water bodies like ponds. Trees and shrubs must be protected from harvesting. Managed harvesting is authorized no more frequently than one out of every 3 years. Managed grazing is authorized to occur from April 1st to May 14, and again from August 2nd through September 30. Managed haying may begin August 2nd. Producers are allowed to make one cutting of hay, and all bales need to be removed as soon as possible, but no later than September 30th. We have about another week left, since everything expires September 30th. Before any managed haying or grazing occurs, participants need to contact their local FSA office and request approval, specify the acreage to be harvested, obtain a modified conservation plan, and follow all other rules and regulations associated with managed haying and grazing process. Producers are reminded that a 25% reduction of the annual rental payment for that year does apply. Next, the Non-Insured Crop Disaster Assistance Program. Non-Insured Crop Disaster Assistance Program, or NAP, now offers greater protection for crops that have historically been ineligible for federal crop insurance. NAP covers losses from natural disasters on crops for which no permanent federal crop insurance program is available, including perennial grass, forages, and grazing crops, fruits, vegetables, mushrooms, floriculture, and other industrial crops. NAP basic coverage is available at 55% of the average market price for the crop losses that exceed 50% of expected production, with higher leverages of coverage up to 65% of expected production at 100% of the average market price. NAP service fee for basic coverage is $250 per crop per administrative county, not to exceed $750 per administrative county. The total servicing fees will not exceed $1,875 for all counties in which the producer has an interest. Additional premiums apply for higher levels of coverage. If producers certify as beginning farmer, limited resource, associated disadvantages, it's helpful because the service fee is waived and premium reductions are available for expanded coverage. In this area, September 30th is the NAP coverage deadline for alfalfa, mixed forage, asparagus, and several other crops. November 30th is the deadline for other crops, including apples, aronia berries, and grapes. For more information on NAP, service fees, premiums, and sales deadlines, contact your local office, FSA office, or visit the web at fsa.usda.gov/NAP. And finally, rural youth loans. FSA makes loans to rural youth to establish and operate income-producing projects in connection with 4-H clubs, FFA, and other agricultural groups. Projects must be planned and operated with the help of the organization advisor, produce sufficient income to repay the loan, and provide the youth with practical business and educational experience. The maximum available loan amount is $5,000. There are several requirements that must be met for youth loan eligibility. These include compliance with FSA's general eligibility requirements. Individuals must be between 10 and 20 years of age, reside in a rural area, city, or town with a population of 50,000 or fewer people. They must conduct a modest income-producing project in a supervised program of work and demonstrate capability of planning, managing, and operating the project under the guidance and assistance from a project advisor. Additional program information, loan applications, and other materials are available at your local county FSA office. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For list producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.